You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Best Movies You Missed in 2017 by Angela Watercutter. Every year, more movies hit theaters than any sane person could ever hope to try to see. Yet we here at Wired are crazy enough to try and see as many as we can. And in the process, we often catch films that might fall under the radar or just get overlooked in lieu of a second or third viewing of Thor Ragnarok or Star Wars The Last Jedi. To ensure you don't go into 2018 without knowing what you might need to catch up on, or at least to give you a few suggestions for holiday break streaming, we've assembled a short list of some of the best lesser-known movies of 2017. Check them out. You won't be sorry. We promise. The Big Sick. Folks who only know Kumail Nanjiani as Dinesh on Silicon Valley are seriously missing out. The Big Sick, which he co-wrote with his real-life wife Emily V. Gordon about her real-life diagnosis with adult-onset Still's disease, is far better than anything he's ever done on TV. Centered on a handful of days Nanjiani's future spouse was in a medically induced coma, it's a wonderful comedy about what happens when you get thrown into a life-or-death situation with the parents of someone you just started dating. It's as awkward as it is heart-wrenching, but what it says about the human capacity to care for people in their worst moments will stick with you for a while. Personal Shopper. Say what you want about Kristen Stewart, just maybe don't say it around me unless you want to get side-eyed. She emotes like no one else. In Personal Shopper, a movie about a young woman trying to psychically reconnect with her dead twin brother, she has very few scene partners, save for a boyfriend who Skypes it in and a possibly haunted iPhone. And it's some of the best work she's ever done. Her quiet intensity and subtle anxiety never worked more in her favor, especially in the movie's final moments. Director Olivier Assayas got a wonderful performance out of Stewart in Clouds of Sils Maria, but Personal Shopper is their best collaboration yet. Call Me By Your Name. Love has never looked as sweet as it does in Luca Guadagnino's Call Me By Your Name. Set in a remote northern Italian village in 1983, CMBYN painfully recreates the summer 17-year-old Elio Timothy Chalamet falls for his professor father's research assistant, Oliver, Armie Hammer. Based on the novel by Andre Aciman and shot with the pace of falling sunlight, Guadagnino's film recreates falling for someone in all of its thrilling and fragile perfection. You don't watch CMBYN so much as luxuriate in the fact that it's happening in front of you. And when it's over, like your first love, you'll remember everything. Mother. Haters be damned. Darren Aronofsky's weird Bible story come environmental allegory was one of the most fascinating things to hit theaters this year. Admittedly, it wasn't for everyone, but for those who like their religion pilloried and their Jennifer Lawrence performances cranked up to 11, it was perfect and a hell of a fun thing to fight about at parties. What more could you want? BPM. It's depressingly easy to forget just how urgent and revolutionary the response was to the AIDS crisis in the 1980s and 90s. Thankfully, Robin Campillo's film snaps it right back into focus. Set in Paris in the early 90s, it follows a group of ACT-UP activists as they struggle to take care of each other and take on the pharmaceutical companies who hold their lives in their hands. It's as inspiring as it is heartbreaking, but what makes BPM so powerful is its ability to transcend all of that and actually be a thing of beauty, a celebration of community and hope in the most dire of circumstances, set to a soundtrack that beats with the rhythm of joy. The Florida Project. We've seen big fans of Sean Baker ever since he shot an entire critically acclaimed feature on his iPhone. But he topped the brilliance of Tangerine with The Florida Project, a brightly hued tale about a young mother named Hallie, played by electric newcomer Bria Vinante, struggling to raise her daughter in a Walt Disney World-adjacent Orlando motel. Like Baker's other films, it's mostly a character study. There are no big plot arcs, at least not until the very end. But the way the director lets you hang out with the people he puts on screen, especially Hallie's daughter Mooney, Brooklyn Prince, and hotel manager Bobby, Willem Dafoe, is deeply affecting. You won't know why, but you won't be able to take your eyes off of them.